Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not going to waste time with a lot of pleasantries and salutations. Malzi's not here. Donnie is back as well after doing a lot of overnight work last night, because we have the Aaron Rodgers story. And I was just explaining this to somebody today on the phone, that for a lot of us, we've talked about this for 3 months. It feels like it's gone on forever, because it has. If you are in the soup like I am, you're in the fishbowl, you have a job to do every day where you talk about Pittsburgh sports for 4 hours, it is Aaron Rodgers all the time, or it's felt like that to a lot of people. But now that we have him signing, what happens is tons of more casual fans come for the conversation, because we have, it's a gigantic story. It's the biggest story in sports right now. With apologies to what the Pacers did last night, just sports in general, the NFL is way bigger than the NBA and all the other sports really combined. And one of the biggest names in the NFL, a four-time MVP, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. And he comes with all his baggage, controversy, criticism, and all of that. So, yes, we need to keep the conversation going. And for some people, it's not a continuation. It's the first time they're hearing our opinions and the first time they're ready to register their opinions on this topic. So, I just saw a graphic on Fox Sports 1 that said, what are the expectations in Pittsburgh now that Aaron Rodgers has signed? What are the expectations for the Steelers now that Aaron Rodgers is there? Aaron Rodgers is, I think, literally here right now. Everything that's been reported from the Adam Schefters and Ian Rappaport is that now, for the first time, without the cloak of secrecy hanging over him, no rented Chevy Malibus, no incognito, no reports of him being in the strip district or contacting Neville Wood to play golf there. It's now out in the open. Everything's transparent. Everything's now widely known. He's coming here to play football. And FS1 just had the graphic up. What are your expectations for Aaron Rodgers there in Pittsburgh? My expectations are super low. I think the Steelers are going to be mediocre again. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a bad quarterback here. And the odds makers generally agree with me. The AFC North odds for the Steelers to win the division, to compete with the Bengals and Ravens, they didn't change. They were 5-1 before Rodgers signed. They're 5-1 now. These are people whose entire lives depend on being right about sports. They don't think Aaron Rodgers makes a difference at all. And the one thing I want to say, because I don't think this is really been said enough, and I'll open up the phone lines right now. Donnie's here, 412-928-9370. We might even sneak in one of your calls before this segment is over, because I want to get the ball rolling on Aaron Rodgers' reaction, because with all the great work we were doing yesterday, we haven't really given people a sounding board to voice their opinion now that the deal is done and the ink is on the paper, presumably. I want to make sure people don't misunderstand me. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has been a good quarterback for a long time. And I don't just blame the Achilles injury. That gets brought up a lot. We have his apologists and defenders who say, well, an extra year removed from the Achilles thing, and he's going to look like a different quarterback this year. Go look at Aaron Rodgers last year in Green Bay. Oh, you don't feel like it? I'll do it for you. The last season he played with the Packers, this is at 39 years old. He had an 8-9 record. He had a losing record as a quarterback, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That's 26th in QBR and 17th in passer rating. By objective measures, he wasn't good. He was below average in metrics. He threw 12 interceptions, which is a ton for Aaron Rodgers. He had a losing record. They needed to win a game at home against Detroit before Detroit was great. The last week of the playoffs, he played like crap. The very next year, Jordan Love steps in, first year as starter, and gets Green Bay to the playoffs. So it's not like he was on a bad team. They've went to the playoffs and they won a playoff game in Love's first year as a quarterback there. So that's 2022. Aaron Rodgers has not been a good quarterback. He was a great quarterback in 2021. He fell off a cliff. And you know what? That happens. That's called naturally aging. Not everybody, sorry Barry Bonds, because you should be in the Hall of Fame. Not everybody is Barry Bonds who starts taking the cream and the clear to hit 70 home runs when they're 39 years old. Aaron Rodgers is doing different things. He ain't taking steroids. He's taking ayahuasca. He's going on these therapeutic vomiting sessions. That's what he's doing instead. Guys, he lost to the Steelers 37-15 here last year. His record since his last MVP award is 13-21. Russell Wilson's record in the same time span is 13-13. Russell Wilson's last year in Denver, he threw 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. He was better in Denver his last season than Aaron Rodgers was in New York last year. And we got Russell Wilson for the vet minimum. Now, not that Rodgers is making a lot of money, but Wilson's last year in Denver was better than Rodgers' last year in New York. So I think they're getting a quarterback who should be retired. He is an all-time great. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is in the top 10 all-time of quarterbacks in the NFL. All of those things are in the past. All of those things are very much in the rearview mirror. When he played good teams last year, playoff teams, Aaron Rodgers, he was 1-5 with 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's not a guy you're going to win with. So I'm ready to get some of your thoughts here at 412-928-9370. Donnie, I did not get to hear all of your Aaron Rodgers takes last night, so I'll give you the floor here to make a quick comment on the deal now that it's official.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all waiting for the inevitable to happen here. I would have been, at this point, pretty stunned if it didn't. But for me, I'm not going to go quite as far as you where I say it's going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season. Because I see the floor as 9-8, but the way that they've been the last few years, it is similar.
What's the ceiling?
I think the ceiling at the absolute best, everything goes their way. Aaron Rodgers turns back the clock a little bit. He doesn't get hurt. He doesn't miss significant time. I think their absolute best case is they win 11 games and maybe a playoff win if they end up drawing the team that wins the AFC South. Because I don't think they'd win a playoff game in Baltimore. I don't think they'd win a game in Kansas City. I don't think they'd win a game in...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Buffalo.
They're not better than Cincinnati right now. Look at when the two teams played in Week 18, and I know the Bengals' defense has issues, but their quarterback and their offense is just that much better than anything the Steelers have. The Steelers' defense can't stop the Bengals' offense when Burrow is in fine form, and he's got T. Higgins back there too. So your defense is not going to stand up. The Steelers' defense doesn't stand up in big games, which is part of the problem here. Peyton Manning went to Denver and won a Super Bowl even though he sucked ass at the end of his career with 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions because his defense in Von Miller looked like an early 70s Steelers defense. That ain't the case here. Well, he had a bad offensive line in New York. Well, what do we got, folks? Broderick Jones at left tackle. Let's hope and pray. Troy Fautanu at right tackle. Fingers crossed coming off an injury. A day 3 pick at right guard. A center who's really good. That's encouraging. And a left guard who was good, but let's face it, is also on the downside of his career. Doesn't exactly scream 1995 Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Screams more like 2008 Steelers offensive line, although I do think it'll be better than that. He's just not a good quarterback anymore, folks. And everything says that. It's staring you right in the face. So I'll talk to any Steelers fan about Aaron Rodgers today. I'm most interested, though, in talking to the people who actually believe that Rodgers is going to play well here and prove to everybody that he still got it and still looks like an elite quarterback. The NFL has been around since the 1930s. Okay, it's been around forever. The Steelers came about actually been around longer than that. The Steelers were founded in 1933. The NFL's been around now, I think, for 105 years. There is literally only one 41-year-old quarterback or older who's produced a winning record as an NFL quarterback, and that's Tom Brady. One! So you are asking Aaron Rodgers to be the ultimate exception to the rule. When everybody else, all the other great quarterbacks who have come before him, have either tried to play at 41 and haven't played well, or they knew enough to be done with it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.